It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you so much for joining us today. Whether it's on the airwaves or at KIOS.org, you are always welcome. You've heard of Joslyn Art Museum. If you haven't and you're new to town, Google it, joslyn.org. There's a myriad of surprises and fun treasures to seek and find, not the least of which the St. John's Bible from the 15th century, and we've also got Holiday Under Glass, and, well, I really could go on and on, but what would be the point of having Amy Rummel here? Who knows all about it and knows much more than I do. Amy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. First of all, let's talk about this Holiday Under Glass, because this is a pretty nifty, ongoing way to spend your lunch.
Exactly. That's one of the great things about it, is it's a little dose of the holidays on a weekday, Wednesdays and Fridays, starting this Wednesday and running through Friday, December 20th. And it's a great way to get out, come down to the museum, have a little lunch, gather with friends, and enjoy some wonderful music. We have terrific groups every year from some of the more seasoned choirs in the city, and also some really special performances by high school groups. And they're always the real hidden gems, because unless you're, you know, maybe a parent or you're in a high school setting, you might not have an opportunity to hear them. So this is a great way to do that.
Sure it is. Let's kind of talk about, just get back to basics for a moment. Just that, you know, there's Joslyn Castle, there's the Joslyn Art Museum. We're talking about the museum here. And where is that located so people know how to get there for lunch?
Sure. Joslyn Art Museum is at 2200 Dodge, so right at the corner of 24th and Dodge. And you mentioned the castle. The castle is up a little bit west of us, and that was actually the home of George and Sarah Joslyn when they were living. And, of course, Sarah is our founder, and the museum is named in memory of her husband, George. So we have a wonderful, connection to the castle. But you'll need to come to the museum for the concert.
Sure. So if you just shoot right up Dodge Street, you make a
right there.
Right into the parking lot. Right.
You're right there.
Yeah, it's just a very,
we
very
couldn't
easy
make
to get
it
to.
Easier. Maybe we could, but
well,
you know,
I don't
it's
know.
Pretty great.
Pretty darn easy. And then where do the concerts take place? I mean, which door is the best door to come in?
Come in the atrium entrance. It's on the east side. It's the glass revolving doors. The big Chihuly piece is over the top. That's one of the reasons why it's called Holiday Under Glass, is we have a long, beautiful glass atrium that connects our original building, our memorial building, with our 1994 pavilion addition. And that's where the concerts are held, is in that atrium area.
Who decides who gets to come in and sing? How does that work?
Actually, we have staff. These past few years, our events manager has been handling that, the bookings for that. It can be a hot ticket item for people to want to come and perform. Generally, people who have been here in the past will say, we want to do that again. But we try every year to find at least a group or two that has not performed before. So there's an opportunity for our repeat audience to hear someone new.
Sure.
So
oh, very nice.
It works
nice.
Out great.
Absolutely. Now, so that happens again. That is from 12 to 12:45, Wednesdays and Fridays, starting this very Wednesday. It's going to run through December 20th.
Correct. Wednesdays and Fridays, you just walk in and hear some beautiful music. So
then,
easy.
Then go back to work so
exactly.
inspired.
Exactly.
That's just wonderful. Also want to talk about the St. John's Bible. What
yes.
a cool display. And talk about a piece of serious history.
Right. The St. John's Bible is actually a contemporary work. It's a 21st century Bible. It was just completed a few years ago, but it uses all medieval craftsmanship and medieval traditions to make the Bible. So it was made by artists of today, but it uses nothing but calfskin vellum. It is all written entirely by hand, all 1,100 pages of this Bible. And the Bible pages, by the way, are 2 feet tall.
Wow.
So it's very large. We do not have all 1,100 pages. We have 76 pages on view in the exhibition.
How does that work?
Well, it's not bound yet. The pages are displayed together, and it's a really extraordinary opportunity to view them as individual sheets, essentially. Sure. And the St. John's Bible is illuminated with 24-karat gold and silver and platinum. It's all the illustrations are done with ancient inks and natural pigments. It's quite an extraordinary undertaking, and it's the first handwritten illuminated Bible commissioned by a Benedictine monastery since the invention of the printing press in the 15th century. So it's essentially going back in time. They also used computers to map it out. So also has a little bit of today's technology involved. So it's quite an extraordinary undertaking and a real great celebration of art and faith and the written word.
Absolutely. And that will be on display. It's been on display for some time now, but that will be on display until January 19th. So Correct. Yet another reason you may want to stop by Correct. The Joslyn Art Museum. Joslyn.org would be the website to go to for any more information, or you can contact Amy Rummel. She's the Director of Marketing and Public Relations at the Joslyn Art Museum. Thank you so much for coming in. It's just a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you as well.
Appreciate you stopping by. Joslyn.org. That's the website for more information. All Things Considered continues now.